The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Today is the day we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And for those of you who are gourmets, you definitely, if you're a foodie, you definitely need to listen today. Or if you have an 8-year-old boy in the house. And I know you're thinking, what's the overlap? I'm not telling you, but I promise you, if you're a foodie, or have an 8-year-old boy or girl, I suppose, in the house, this will be one of the It's Broken, Let's Fix It that you'll really appreciate. And it's completely appropriate that we're doing it on Earth Day. Rather, Earth Day was actually this month or last month. Oh, I still have my little seed packets to plant. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for dealing so clearly with the feral cat problem. As a daughter of somebody who lived in a... an elderly, my mom lived in a place where she used to like to put out scraps of food that she wouldn't eat for the cat. And it was a real problem because it kept drawing animals.
Yep.
And I just wanted to expand on it even further that it is a real public health problem. At the metropolitan area that I used to live in, they actually had a man called the Rat Patrol Man, and he said not only do they eat food that's put out, but even the poop they'll eat. And it, I mean, this is kind of gross, but your solution solved both those problems. So I just wanted to say it's a real difficult problem because a lot of places – there, this happens, and there used to be a senior citizen that lived on the floor above my mom. He used to throw a whole bunch of bread out on the lawn, and it would land even on her deck and that, and she loved cats, and so she didn't mind, but it can draw rats. So anyway,
well, and pigeons. Yeah, and pigeons, which are basically rats with wings. So folks, look, figure out a way to dispose, do a compost heap or something. Do not feed wild animals. It's dangerous for the animal, it's dangerous for other people. And you don't, you know, you don't want rabies, which is what you're really inviting in. So and get your animals spayed, folks. Be a responsible pet owner. All right, Helen, thanks for your call and thanks for the support. As I said, whenever I take on animals, I usually am in trouble. But this is good to not be in trouble today. As I said, it's been a really good week. maybe because today, in 1836, was the Battle of San Jacinto. Sam Houston identified Mexican General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna when his fellow captives mistakenly gave away his identity. There you go. In 1954, this is not a really great day. Red Scare witnesses begin testifying in live television coverage of the McCarthy hearings. Not a great part of American history. It's also, as we said, Earth Day was first celebrated in 1970, which I think is different than World Earth Day. I don't know why we have two, but I distinctly know that there was one last month because I have the seed packets to prove it. I don't know what that means. I haven't planted them yet. I bought an orchid plant for, I was at Costco or something, and they had them for like $14 or something. And I think it's now 4 years old.
Nice.
Yeah. And I just looked at this morning. The thing about orchids is they need light, and you have to keep them damp, but not too wet. So, and they have to dry out completely. They're not very hard to take care of, and you can keep, but it's, they'll bloom, for me, they'll bloom 3 or 4 times a year. And I just counted up the new bulbs. There's one whole stalk that's got about maybe 6 or 7 buds on it, and then I have 3 other stalks that have a total of 11.
Got quite the green thumb.
I do. I'm feeling like Joy apple seed, orchid seed, something. I don't know.
That'll
spewing
work.
Orchids wherever I am. In this day in 2013. Our buddies in Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, arrested charged 2 men with plotting to disrupt a Toronto-area train service in a plot claimed to be backed by Al-Qaeda. I don't know why that makes news. That doesn't seem to me a huge thing. Actually, I got some more information about Harriet Tubman and my issue yesterday about they really put up what I consider, there must be a better picture of her somewhere. She's the first African-American to ever be on currency, and it turns out that they're going to put Andrew on the back of the $20 bill, so he doesn't go away completely, and this isn't supposed to start till 2020.
Hmm.
So, and my question was, well, what happens? The $10 bill is supposed to go out first. It turns out that that there have been, let's see, one, two, three, like five, I think, women on currency before. Martha Washington was on the dollar silver certificate from 1891 to 1896. So it's been a while, folks. Pocahontas was in a group picture on the $20 bill. It was a selfie. No, it wasn't. From 1865 to 1869. Sacagawea, who assisted Lewis and Clark, is on the gold dollar. Susan B. Anthony is on the silver dollar, because you know about Susan B. Anthony dollars. I knew about that. They come out of, when you take the PATH train, that's what you get in change, which is a real problem, because they look about the same as a quarter. So if you're giving somebody change and you think you're giving them a quarter and you're really giving them a dollar, a problem. And Helen Keller is on the back of the Alabama quarter, for those of you who keep track of these things. My problem about Harriet Tubman, I'm delighted she's on the $20 bill, or going to be, but the picture of her doesn't make her look very, doesn't make look like a female. And I thought, you know, if we haven't had a woman on a dollar bill for a couple hundred years, you know, why
right.
can't we have one that's a little more flattering,
right.
maybe 100 and something years? But and someone's going to say, well, what do you want, Miss America? No, I don't. I just think that she's really interesting. She escaped in her 20s. She was born in slavery and helped set up the Underground Railroad. I mean, I knew who she was. And I think it's terrific that she's going to be on the $20 bill and Andrew will be on the back. And as someone said, she's the one who helped free the slaves and was born in slavery and freed herself. And Andrew owns slaves.
Right.
So,
that's
right. Kind of an irony.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so did Washington. I mean, you know, so did Jefferson, so.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. I'll tell you, I saw, and I don't even know what to do about this. I'm trying to decide whether to put them on the program or not. Those of you who paid attention to the program know I've been going to the Tribeca Film Festival. And some of the films like Elvis versus Nixon, which opens today, which is absolutely fun. Kevin Spacey is the best Nixon you've ever seen. I mean, he's just remarkable. And Michael Shannon is as Elvis. And it's based on the picture. There is no transcript. There are no notes from that meeting. So the whole thing is made up. But it's absolutely fascinating. But one of the things I saw yesterday is called Shadow World. And basically, it's got documentary evidence that all the conspiracy theories we have are true. There's a picture of Donald Rumsfeld dealing with one of the kings of Saudi Arabia. I mean, and this is like 20 years ago. And when they showed him that, he said, where'd you get the picture? Like, somebody had photoshopped it? It is really scary. And the idea being that something that we've all sort of known and we talk about, but this is hard evidence, that war is profitable for a very small group of people. And they said during World War One that there were 35 millionaires at the end of the war that weren't millionaires at the beginning. And $1 million in 1917 was a serious amount of money. Well, it's 100 years ago. And that they called Shadow World is that where it comes from and where it goes. And they begin planning for the next war because war is enormously profitable to some people. I mean, it's a really... I guess part of the reason not to have them on the program is because there's no solution, I suppose, except people understanding that's going on. But it's broken, let's fix it. Unfortunately, a lot of documentaries make you feel like you need to set your hair on fire. You know, and this is one of them. You think, oh, my God. You know, you were hoping that maybe it was, that maybe you were just being paranoid and you could say these things, but they weren't really true or they weren't really as true.
Right.
It's a scary documentary. It's called Shadow World. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. As I mentioned, we have a kind of unusual but kind of fun, offbeat, appropriate for Earth Day, It's Broken, Let's Fix It, coming up in about 10 minutes. So as I said, if you're a foodie or you have an 8-year-old around the house, you're definitely going to want to listen to this one. I'm not telling you anything more than that. Hint, hint, hint. Because if I tell you what it's about, there's going to be a whole group of you going, ow! So I don't want to do that. All right, so because of its Earth Day, apparently, have you heard the story about this penguin? There's a penguin that somebody found. It's called Jin Jin.
Mm-hmm.
And the penguin comes to visit this guy 5,000 miles. He rescued the penguin after he found Jin Jin starving and covered in oil. So then they're going to do a documentary about it.
Wow.
You know, I remember March of the Penguins, and it had, what's his name? Not Danny Glover.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, yeah, thank you. Doing the voiceover, which is the voice of God, right?
Right.
And it said, and there's a situation where one of the penguin babies, the pups, dies. And Morgan, in his voice of God, says, the unbearable grief. And I thought, first of all, if it's not bearable, what does that mean? And second of all, you're talking about a penguin who has a brain literally the size of a pea. So things like anthropomorphizing animals. But you could, I mean, there's something so cute about the way penguins walk, right? They have a penguin exhibit
waddle
here. Yeah, they're so cute, and they're wearing their little tuxedos. I think they're wonderful, interesting birds. Did you know the only animal that can't jump? Want to take a guess? I don't know. This is an Earth Day question. No.
Oh,
penguins
okay.
can't fly, but they can jump. An elephant.
No, I guess that would make sense. I didn't really think of that.
I didn't either. It's a cool question. All righty. So you did a little bit of work. You're kind of my... You're my color guy, right? I mentioned something, and he quickly goes to the computer and finds out what I'm actually talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so in 1917, $1 million would have been worth what?
In 1917, adjusted for inflation, it would be $18,604,062.50.
$18 million.
I'd be okay with that. Maybe not at the expense of war, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, think about that. If somebody who went into the war and came out with $18 million. And the story that's given to illustrate the sort of the depravity, I suppose, as much as anything else, is the which I think most of us have heard about, is the Christmas Eve truce, where you had all these soldiers on the Allied side and the German side in trenches and covered with mud and standing up and people... Not being they were standing up sleeping and the dead were standing up and the high command sent Christmas trees out to the German troops, and so they had all these trees, and the no man's land was not very wide, they were not very far apart, and so they had all these Christmas trees out, and at midnight the German troops started singing Silent Night, Stille Nacht, and then the Allied troops started singing. And then a couple of people went out into the no man's land, a couple of soldiers from each side, thinking they were probably going to get shot, but they decided it was worth it. And they said within a couple of minutes, there, as far as the eye could see, there were hundreds of there were 100,000 troops embracing. And somebody decided from the high command this was really dangerous, so they sent pistols to the German high command. They started shooting people. And I guess that's kind of the metaphor they use, which is... that somebody decides that war is profitable, even though people understand that people die, you know,
right.
that it kills people. And it's a really upsetting documentary. As I said, I don't know what the solution to it is, except to say, no, we're not going to play anymore. I don't know. That we've been in this state of perpetual war because it's in somebody's best interest to do it. And the reasons we go to war are all made up. And it's just that there is this whole shadow world. And some of the statistics about world leaders, family members, and world leaders, so they basically all become arms dealers. And that the amount of, that they all, because they're arms dealers, they all get paid essential bribes in the millions and millions of dollars. I mean, it's really an upsetting documentary. Okay, speaking of, I guess, both upsetting and interesting, is that Prince is from Minnesota. That most of you know, and he died yesterday at age 57, and nobody's, they're saying it's going to take a couple of weeks for the autopsy to come back with cause of death, that there's this kind of weird, that he was in a plane and got the flu, and they did an emergency landing, and they took him to the hospital, and then they sent him home, and so nobody knows exactly what happened, but Blake, tell your story.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being a Minnesota native, it was really interesting. Like, the entire state, it seemed, went into this, like, tribute and mourning phase after finding out he passed. I mean, the day of passing, if you went to Target Field, the stadium of the Minnesota Twins, they had all of their lights and everything, banners lit up. I think it said, "Goodnight, Sweet Prince," and it showed the Purple Rain cover. And
wow.
The coolest thing that I thought was First Avenue, you know, the which Prince helped really make popular. They, on the same day, they're like, "All right, that's it. We're doing an impromptu party like it's 1999 dance party." And it went till, I think, 2 in the morning outside. They shut down First Avenue.
Wow.
Brought out all the sound equipment and just kind of had a big dance party, and then they migrated into the building. And I think they're, for anybody who's in Minnesota, they're continuing that this weekend as well.
Well, that sounds like something that Prince would really appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Purple Rain. I remember the movie. I remember the soundtrack. I remember the songs. I mean, he really was an incredibly gifted musician.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
But he's a son of Minnesota, and clearly you guys embrace him in a way that the rest of the world doesn't quite understand. He's one of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a great story. I can sort of just see him sort of appreciating that whole, you know, let's party like it's 1999.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the First Avenue thing, the coolest thing about it isn't, you know, the fact that they did everything just on a whim, but the fact that, you know, I think that's kind of how most people want to be remembered, is like, don't cry and have it all depressing. It was,
yeah,
you know, a celebration.
Awake. Yeah, yeah. A celebration of life.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that was...
Where is First Avenue? I don't know very much about Minneapolis.
So, yeah, it's there's kind of this area. It's obviously located on First Avenue, but it's this... You can't really miss it. It's a big venue. It's kind of a multitude of rooms. You have the big First Avenue banner, and that's the main stage. Then you have a couple back buildings. You'll see there's one, I think, called the Rec Room, which is more for, like, DJs and clubs, and there's... a lot of bars and really cool hangout places right across. It's just such a cool little corner.
Sounds like Larimer Square in Colorado.
Yeah.
Or Riverwalk in San Antonio or stuff like that. An area, an enclave.
Yeah, if you like live music, I mean, that's the area to be.
Much better than dead music, right? Ooh, that joke, Joy. Hey, Blake, thanks for filling us in on a little bit of local color. Stay tuned. If you're a foodie, and it's an honor birthday. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, it's that time of the week again where we look at a global issue, or at least one beyond our own particular backyard. And this one actually may be more in your backyard than you think it is. This, as we've talked about before, this is the Tribeca time of year, and there's a documentary that's called Bugs. Now, this isn't the this is an animation. This is a documentary, and it's filmed by Andreas Johnson, who's with me. Andreas, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, give. I mean, I could tell people I've seen the movie. And I have kind of mixed reaction. I'll tell you about it as we go along. Explain to people, first of all, what the movie's about and why you decided to make it.
Well, my friends at the Nordic Food Lab, which is a nonprofit organization based in Copenhagen that explores food and deliciousness, were doing a three-year research project on edible insects. And they told me about the project, and they told me they were going to all these wonderful places around the world. And I was like, please, can I come along? Because immediately I saw the potential of definitely trying out some new foods, and also that this maybe could turn into a very interesting film. Firstly, it was actually only about taste and different culinary traditions around the world on edible insects. But slowly, as the project evolved, it became more and more political and also about the sustainability aspect of this whole idea of turning an industry out of producing edible insects.
It wasn't just, wow, I get to go on a trip with these kind of cool guys.
No, it wasn't just that. I mean, that was definitely part of it. It's important for me that I enjoy or I find extremely interesting what I do. So, of course, that was part of it. But it became also a very urgent subject for me and a very important issue. I feel that the film manages to raise questions not only about edible insects, but in general about our food systems and how we produce everything we eat.
All right. Well, you know, interesting. I was talking with somebody yesterday, and you and I are both in New York at this very moment, enjoying the wonderful weather, and they were talking about Chinese food. And there was a big article around here, I think a couple of weeks ago, that suggested that Chinese restaurants were really serving rats as chicken. Now, there had always, from even my medical school days, there were always notions that you never saw stray cats around Chinese restaurants or dogs. That Chinese restaurants, because the food was indistinguishable, I mean, you couldn't tell what animal it had come from, had a long history of serving Americans under the guise of General Dow's chicken or something, things that were not. So that whole history, that whole sort of historic tradition of serving people kind of yucky stuff is not new particularly, right?
But yucky to who? I mean, that's what it's really about, because why is it yucky? And I think there's one amazing example of this in the film, where we are actually traveling to Sardinia in Italy. And I mean, if you think some of it is yucky, maybe you will think this part is the most yucky at all. But it's about this cheese which is infested by the cheese fly, and they lay their larvae in there, and they become alive, and they eat the cheese, and you eat these maggots as you eat the cheese. But that's a perfect example of that it's, in fact, it's not yucky. It's just because people are not used to it by tradition. And this is in Italy, you know, Ut cuisine Italiano and all this. And this is an amazing delicacy from Sardinia, and it's very valued there.
Well, I got to tell you, by the time we got into that point in the film, my yucky tolerance had either increased or decreased, depending on how you look at it. All right, first of all, you've got these kind of cute guys in chef's toques, and they're, as you say, the Nordic Food Lab. And
exactly.
And so they're explaining, and you're thinking, wow, this is kind of interesting. I mean, who'd even heard of radicchio or arugula or starfruit? I mean, 15 years ago, and now it's everywhere. So this is going to be kind of interesting, until they put their hands in the maggots, which are still squirming. So that was my first kind of, I'm not sure how I feel about this. But
that's so great, because then you realize, oh my God, this is in Italy. It's not some exotic, faraway place with a tribe in the jungle or the desert or something. No, it's right here in
the home of pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
And spaghetti.
Yeah.
All right. So that my first thought was okay. But, and I must tell you, I have a little bit of a family background. I spent, when I was 16 years old, I spent a summer in France on an archaeology dig. And in a moment of a pure misunderstanding, I brought my family back what I thought were little delicacies from France. And as you know, the French, I mean, we sort of, maybe you don't, but many of us who grew up on sort of Midwestern mashed potatoes thought that eating frog's legs was really a bizarre thing to do. So I brought my father back some chocolate-covered, this is a true story, chocolate-covered grasshoppers.
Yeah.
And I felt that I was being such a cool, kind of smart-alecky kid. And, of course, he said, gee, they're delicious. So I had actually, at a formidable impressionable age, been exposed to the fact that people will eat weird things, even if they're your father. But there is something about, and I suppose you could say sushi or lobster.
Exactly.
I mean, you go and make a friend with this little strange-looking beast who's alive, and then you say, hi, you know, my name's Joy, I'll be your cannibal. And then you sort of put it in water and you eat it. And so I suppose eating traditions or food traditions in general are kind of, as you say, yucky is in the eye of the beholder. So the notion of a Chinese restaurant serving rat is not particularly troublesome for you, right?
I mean, we tried eating a rat in Kenya, and it was not like the best meat I've ever tried, but it was okay, and it had taste, and it was also, I mean, of course, it's also about how you cook it, what do you cook it with, and all this stuff. So of course you can eat a rat. I mean, it has to be clean. This was a rat in the countryside, you know, that is living from eating the vegetables in the fields and stuff like that. It was not some dirty city rat. But of course, I mean,
so I want to see the passport before I eat the food.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So one of the things that I got invited to, which I couldn't do because I was on the air, I'm not sure I would have done it, to be quite honest, is you guys had a tasting, right?
Yes, we had a few tastings. We were, my friend who's also in the film, Jose Carlos Redon from Mexico City, he's running a sustainable farm near Mexico City, and he is, among other things there, he's taking care of the ant nests underground. And from them, he harvests the queen ant larvae. And they look like small eggs, and they actually call them eggs in Mexico, but they are just the larvae or the pupae stage of the ant. And it's extremely, extremely delicious. And it's a quite rare food. That's also why it's kind of expensive in Mexico.
But what does it taste like?
Well, it's very fresh, very nutty, like a green almond.
If you could see my face right now, this would not be reassuring to you, because I remembered in the film, and what it really looked like, I don't want to be indelicate, but what it looked like was snot.
No.
Yeah,
please.
It did.
No.
I mean, all right. What are you, a snot bigot?
it was really delicious. Anyway, so my friend, he arrived Saturday morning to New York from Mexico, and he had brought along with him 10 kilos of escamoles. So we made a pop-up ice cream tasting on the High Line just before the world premiere, and it was extremely popular. And, of course, we told people what it was, and everybody was interested and wanted to try it. And I guess there was maybe 100 or 120 people who actually got to taste our ice cream. It was really good.
So we could look at for this to be at Ben and Jerry's. What are we going to call it?
Why not? I mean, I'm not saying that's...
well, it's probably too expensive for Ben and Jerry's.
Maybe they will make an exclusive series.
Yeah. your Platinum American Express card will now get you Queen Bee ice cream at Ben & Jerry's, and you have to do is mortgage your house. All right, we're talking with Andreas Johnson, who's done a documentary called Bugs. We come back. I want to talk about protein. I want to talk about sustainability. I want to talk about the personalities in your film as well. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking today with Andreas Johnson, and he's done a documentary called Bugs. We're not talking about swatting them. We're not talking about Zika. We're not talking about anything except chowing down. And joining us is Roberto Flores from Sardinia, who is a chef out of the Nordic Food Lab. And Roberto, what is your training? How did you come to decide that bugs were going to be your specialité?
I want to say I grew up with this, so for me it's really interesting argument to explore. I don't think it's a really my specialité, but it's probably something that I really fall completely in love, because I realized when I start to work more and more with this argument that using insects as an ingredient is like opening a completely new book of flavors, and so it's also giving me as a chef the possibility to make so many new interesting combinations.
Well, there is that. Have you tried any of these recipes, for example, on your parents?
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. It was really difficult from since the beginning, like, trying to serve something that it was completely different, that like they call their comfort zone, for example, because even if my father, for example, really loved the cheese, he doesn't really eat any other type of insect. So it was pretty challenged, and I really start to work slowly, try to explain him that so many other people in the world are eating insects already, and from that side I start to develop a couple of insect recipes where I was taking in consideration what type of flavors can be combined with some local insects that I can found in Sardinia or maybe in Denmark when I was working in Denmark.
All right, so what was the first dish that you could convince your mom and dad to eat that was bug-based?
Oh, my first that's funny. Actually, my mother, the first insect out of the cheese that she tasted, it was a grasshopper, if I don't remember bad, but it was when Andreas and Josh and Ben was visiting Sardinia, and basically we tried some local grasshopper, and we just fry in a pan, and my mother tried. My father, no. He just ran away. Yeah, but that's really probably the first. And now, actually, it's really interesting because she's really, my mother, for example, is changing a lot her vision on this topic. And every time she see a new plate, a new dish that I made, maybe, she called me and she said, "Wow, congratulations, I really like to taste this. It seems really appealing." You know, so it's also really interesting to see how more you dig into this argument, the more confident you became, basically.
What about your dad?
No, it's really, really...
He's still a meat and potatoes kind of guy, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, it's really... He has his comfort food, and it's really difficult to bump on. But maybe, you know, maybe he just needs more time.
Yeah. Well, I know. So I can get that you can change... I mean, look... I hear that the sustainability argument, there are a lot more bugs than there are people. So that that the idea of eating sustainable, for example, what a cow needs, like leaves a carbon footprint of like this huge amount, because it's not only the cow, it's that you have to do the grass, and then you have to transport it, and you have to butcher it, and so, and that bugs basically don't have a carbon footprint, or at least not much. But And I could see, but it would seem to me that part of the world order, and maybe this is part of what we're talking about, the politics of it, has been that people eat bugs because they have to, that there's nothing else for them to eat, that they can't either afford, or there's no access to anything other than bugs in terms of a protein source. How do we begin to change that?
Honestly, I don't really think that people that eat bugs all over the world is eating bugs because there is nothing to eat. Actually, I always see in my trips, and you can also see from the field that insects are always part of like a complementary diet. People is not just eating.
Well, not
bugs
in the United States, they're not.
Well,
and not they may be in some parts of the world, but they're not in England, they're not in the United States, they're not very much. I mean, frog legs are probably as close as you get in France, and the weird cheese in Italy. But I think I would take exception to that notion that somehow bugs are kind of like a side dish in many societies. I don't think they are.
Like, actually, in terms of like. Contemporary diet, definitely no. It's not a common ingredient, for sure. But if we want to talk about sustainability, we definitely
sure.
need to understand that sustainability is a is is something that is based on diversity. And we are discussing a lot in the film, and we are not definitely going to say we need to substitute meat with insects. But the idea of having more is particularly complex as an talking about food system and substitute.
Yeah.
You know, so I think one of the main questions that is like I take as a personal question in these years of working with insect is how we can try to give most large overview of many options, and in these many options, adding insect or like trying to make a more diverse diet using insects.
Roberto, let me ask Andreas the sort of final question about this, which is part of the film seemed to me to be at the very end that the issue was not so much availability of food, but distribution of food. And so talk a little bit about that, Andreas, in our last minute together.
I mean, we are just raising questions about, is it really because we have not enough food in the world? Is it really because we have not enough protein in the world? And isn't it, could it maybe have something to do with the distribution of all the food that is produced? Could it be something about who has the access to the food that is produced locally where people live? And so we're trying to raise awareness on these issues as well and start a debate around all these issues.
All right, listen, go see Bugs. I'm not sure it's going to change your diet, but it may change your perspective. Andreas, Roberto.
Which is enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks very much for being with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.